This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the preemption of city home rule rights is a problem of power. Alabama, Arizona, and North Carolina have all passed preemption bills in 2016 in order to ban cities in their states with home rule rights from increasing wages or sick leave provisions within their boundaries. According to the Wall Street Journal, another half dozen states controlled lock, stock, and barrel by Republican legislators have pending bills to rein their cities in before they become too Democratic and concerned for their people. The biggest surprise to me was I thought these states had passed such preemptive legislation years ago when many others did so. Unbelievably, the window was left wide open, and we didn't crawl through earlier when we had a chance. Darned. A similar wave of such preemptive legislation was passed between 1996 and 2000 in many states in reaction to living wage initiatives originally placed on the ballot first in Houston and then subsequently in Denver and then New Orleans. Local 100 with Acorn was able to get the proposition on the ballot in Houston for over $7 per hour, and Acorn joined with others to do the same thing in Denver later that year. In Houston, the opposition, led by fast food companies, came in hard over the last 2 weeks of the campaign with a "they mean well, but they're hurting the people they're trying to help" misdirection pitch, trying to argue that the higher wages would lead to job reductions, a proposition that has now been thoroughly discredited by numerous economic studies at this point. In Denver, a little later, it was just straight hardball, with hotels and fast food companies spending over $1 million, as estimated by political observers, to swamp us in the media. In both cities, we lost badly since we were proposing almost double the federal minimum wage at the time, somewhat analogous to the problem of jumping from $7.25 to $15 now in current campaigns. Our efforts built the organization in those cities, though, because the voting was almost rigidly by class, racial, and ethnic lines. We won our people overwhelmingly in low and moderate income wards and precincts while losing badly everywhere else. In former President George H.W. Bush's River Oaks neighborhood, there was only one vote for our increase and more than 260 against us. I've often joked that almost 20 years later, they are still looking for that one freedom fighter. Denver was the same. In New Orleans, after first petitioning for over $7 per hour, we learned from the first two sorties that came back with a second petition at $1 over the federal minimum wage with an automatic increase if the federal level went up. We won that election solidly. But while going to the ballot, the National Restaurant Association and the Federation of Independent Businesses teamed up to get a preemption bill passed. We later lost our victory before the Louisiana Supreme Court when a majority allowed the preemption to stand. Similar preemption bills in one form or another were quickly passed in Texas, Florida, and Colorado, among other states. We switched our strategy to winning increases at the state level in order to best that problem, later winning across-the-board increases in Arizona, Florida, Ohio, Missouri, and many other states. As long as Republicans are controlling redistricting state legislatures, after recent census counts and gerrymandering wildly so that they can try to legislate away demographic realities that could cripple them, we're going to see more and more authority move to the state and away from the cities where voters' will can be more easily exercised on local officials. The pendulum will swing back again, but we need to avoid the temptation to retain preemption because local actions often best reflect democracy. Reacting to preemption, many businesses, self-servingly, say they would be all right with federal action on wages and sick leave, but the patchwork quilt is something they can't handle. Such a position is gratuitous these days, knowing there's no relief coming in this area from Congress, where all good things that help people go to die. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.